great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: 10 new babies born as government reaffirms commitment to quality health service. Solid Waste team ushers in new year with clean up exercise in Kawe CBD. In international news, Mali and Burkina Faso impose travel ban on US citizens. And in sports news, Fashion Sakala hits back at Clifford Mulenga. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has expressed concern over the recent flash floods in Lundazi District, Eastern Province. CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalo Mwape stated that the incident resulted in extensive damage to essential infrastructures, posing risk to public health as well as the environment. Ms. Mwape explained that the submergence of Eastern Water and Sanitation Company, EWSC, water treatment plant, and the collapse of the dam embankment were deeply troubling. She noted that the destruction of Mpambe Bridge and other key infrastructures had disrupted access, increasing the threat of waterborne diseases. Ms. Mapalo emphasized the importance of investing in climate resilient infrastructure while participating in environmental risk assessment in two-or development planning. She urged the government to prioritize sustainable water system alongside sanitation improvement.
The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, is deeply concerned about the recent flash floods in Lundazi District. These floods have damaged key infrastructure, including the Eastern Water and Sanitation Company's treatment plant and the Mpamba Bridge, increasing the risk of waterborne diseases. We urge the government to invest in climate-resilient infrastructure and prioritize sustainable water and sanitation systems. We also want to commend the Disaster Management Mitigation Unit, DMMU, for its swift response and assure affected communities that DMMU will continue to provide vital support. Long-term inclusive solutions are essential. At CEJ, we remain committed to supporting climate adaptation across the country.
The Kawe Municipal Council has started the new year on a positive note with its solid waste management team actively collecting waste in the Central Business District, CBD, to maintain cleanliness and protect public health. The cleanup exercise conducted on New Year's Day reflects the Council's continued commitment to ensuring a clean and healthy environment, particularly in busy commercial areas of the town. The Kawe Municipal Council has since appealed to residents, traders and business owners to play their part in keeping Kawe clean. The council emphasized that maintaining a clean and healthy district is a shared responsibility and urged the public to avoid littering and unselective dumping. Residents have further been engaged to use the skip bins provided across the town collectively and report any solid waste management offences to the local authority. The council noted that the community collaboration remains key to sustaining cleanliness and improving sanitation standards in Kawe. The Sustainable Environment Protection Association, SEPA, has expressed serious concerns over the manner in which bridges are being constructed across the country, warning that many of the structures are not climate resilient and risk becoming a waste of public resources. SEPA noted that several bridges, particularly those constructed under the Zambia National Service and the Constituent Development Fund, CDF, are poorly designed and unable to withstand extreme weather conditions. According to the organization, some bridges have been built in a way that allows water to flow over their discs, undermining their purpose and making them vulnerable to damage during heavy rains. The organization emphasized that the climate challenge poses a real and growing threat and should be treated with the seriousness it deserves.
Build climate resilient bridges, in brackets, strong bridges. SEPA is deeply concerned about the manner in which bridges are being built or constructed in this country. We have observed that many bridges built particularly under Zambia National Service and the Constituent Development Fund are not climate resilient. In some cases, bridges are constructed in the way that allows water to flow on top, which defeats the purpose of the bridge and results into serious wastage of public funds.
A total of 10 babies have been born on a New Year's Day, marking a joyous start to the new year for families and health workers. Of the 10 newborn babies, 4 are boys and 6 are girls. The Minister of Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Service, Kenneth Rishampi, presided over the distribution of New Year baby hampers to the mothers and their newly born babies as part of the annual celebration held on 1st January. Speaking during the event, Dr. Rishampi described the new year as a period of growth and renewed efforts, noting that the Ministry of Health could intensify its focus on delivering quality health services across the country. He emphasized that the public should experience tangible improvement in healthcare delivery as the year progresses. With that story, we cut for a short break. We still have more in international and sports news. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
International news. International.
Welcome back. Mali and Burkina Faso say they will ban U.S. citizens from entering their countries in response to a similar move by the Donald administration. The two Western African states were recently placed under full entry restrictions under the U.S. President Donald Trump's expanded travel ban. In separate statement, they said they could apply the same measures on U.S. nationals. Burkina Faso's Foreign Affairs Minister Karamoka Gini said his government was acting on the principle of reciprocity, while Mali's foreign minister called for mutual respect and sovereign equality. For more in international news, we monitor BBC.
Swiss police say several dozen people are presumed dead in a blaze in the ski resort of Crans-Montana. Fire broke out in a bar packed with people welcoming in the new year. Many are injured. Police have closed off the area. Reports suggest the fire may have been caused by fireworks going off in a cellar. President